Activity 38. Now that you have read the explanation of population in the reading, listen to part of a lecture on a similar topic.
Well, it's certainly true that Malthus has had an enormous impact on the study of population. And, in fact, many of his predictions about limitations on population appeared to be true for a time. But right now, the major debate in economic population theory is between a group who believes that population growths reached a critical mass and can no longer be controlled through the events and forces that Malthus predicted. And on the other side of the debate, a group that views birth control as part of a larger demographic transition. Here's what I mean. Demographic transition is a model in which large populations move from stage one, with very high birth and death rates like Malthus predicted, to stage two, in which the birth rates remain high, but the death rates begin to decline, mostly because of progress in food production, sanitation methods, and medical treatment, all of these modern advances that couldn't have been predicted when Malthus was developing his theory. So the population grows very rapidly in stage two. Okay, in stage three, population continues to increase because although the birth rate decreases, the death rate also decreases. So fewer people are born, but they tend to live longer. Now, stage four is the point at which the population increases very slowly, or it may even start to decline, because both the birth rate and death rates are even lower than in the previous stage. So we see this in Japan, Europe, and North America. In fact, in Europe, we see something that appears to be a stage five. In Europe, the decline in the birth rate has dropped to a level of 1.7, which is below the 2.0 replacement level for a couple. So, unless immigration rates increase, Europe's population may be an indication of future demographics for other industrialized regions.